Welcome into the Siouxland Sports Insider first 2023 podcast, presented by Bob Rose Point After and Eddie's Tavern over in Sergeant Bluff. We appreciate their support of our podcast. And Mitch, welcome in. We survived another year, and looking forward to the finish to the basketball season here. But tonight we want to get folks just kind of updated with the restart of the season, so to speak, after the holiday break. And we're going to go ahead and start with the girls here tonight.
Yeah, we're just trying to get refreshed. I think, obviously, wish everyone had a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And, you know, we're excited to get to the second half of covering guys and girls basketball in the area. We always talk about it, you know, in the podcast early on in the year, that the real strides for teams are made this time of year, how you come off out of break and whatnot. If you're a gym warrior and got some shots in, you know, you'll be able to tell those first couple games out. And, you know, this is really important stretch of time. You know, you're starting off new classes after you get off from winter break. So it's really important for both these guys and girls to get off to a hot start. And we'll start with the girls first. I'll go through record, and that's how they rank in the MRAC. Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 6-2, tied in first with Sioux City East 6-1. An impressive, kind of almost a freshman led Sioux City East team as well. Bishop Heelan at 5-2, tied with Lamar's at 5-3. In conference, you know, Bishop Heelan is still a team that we talked about too. That although they have two early losses, good to a good Sioux City East team, but this team seems like it's poised to make a run at the tournament with all the leadership that they have. Again, they were tied with Lamar's, who's kind of found himself where they I think they were going to stay at the beginning of the year at 5-3. Sioux City West at 3-4. Sergeant Bluff at 2-5. A little bit of a surprise. Got a lot of size down low. Just no real guards that can handle the ball for the Warriors. Council Bluffs at 1-8, and Sioux City North at 1-7, rounding out the MRAC Conference. You know, Marty, we talked about it. I think the hottest team out the gate definitely was Sioux City East with their big win against Bishop Heelan. And then they kind of, I wouldn't even say simmered off, because they've only lost one game since they started. 4-0 in conference. And, you know, I think from what they've been able to do, aspect of their scoring differentials plus 27 is best in the conference. So they're not just beating people, they're really handling the basketball to where the fourth quarter doesn't matter. And you know, we kind of wondered how the shooting splits would differ from this year from last because of the integration of the shot clock. You know, I think Sioux City East is a team that's really caught on to that. They don't waste a lot of time in the shot clock. They get good shots off, they separate from their defenders. The ball movement there is really clean.
They run real good half-court sets
too. And from what I've seen early in the year, it's only going to get better after the winter break. So they're definitely I wouldn't call them a sleeper because they're tied for first in the conference, but they're definitely a team where I think that, you know, later on, if they can get a game against Council Bluffs, they could really run the table here and win the conference. But I've liked a lot of what I've seen out of Sioux City East.
Yeah, very, very much so. And to – you know, take part in your discussion on Sioux City East, it's hard not to mention freshman Trishelle Miller, who has been unbelievable so far, Mitch.
Yeah, we'll throw out our MVPs for the first half of the season. Mine will be Trishelle Miller, just a freshman, but averaging 20 points a game, shooting about 47% from the field, 27 rebounds, 29 assists, and 18 steals in just those 7 games. You know, when you get that type of leadership, it's good when you get that leadership from a senior, but you're getting that type of leadership and production from a freshman. And they got a couple other freshmen that are really good as well. Now, this team is going to be kind of like the Heelan that we talked about in the last couple of years. Is you got young guard play, young experienced post play that you're getting here, playing some good conference games and still winning those games. You're only going to get better. So this team's good now, and they're good for the next couple of years too. And it always seems like East and guys and girls – basketball, they just reload. I don't know how they do it. Just got to obviously credit the coaching. But, you know, obviously the gals that are in middle school are getting their shots up too.
Yeah, that's right. And you know as well as I do how important guard play is in the postseason. I mean, that, you know, turnover ratio, really got to watch that. So, yeah, plenty of ball handlers there. And that takes you deeper in the season. That's my thought there.
Absolutely. Well, teams, we see it. I mean, you kind of see it a lot during the regular season, but if you don't have a guard that can dribble with either hand or, you know, take you off the dribble one way or another. They sag to one side. They make you really one-dimensional. We talk about a lot in sports with, you know, your offensive and defensive game, and, you know, you're not able to all of a sudden get to the guy down low, and they speed you up. And we saw a lot of girls, teams, especially later in the year and getting to tournament play, that, you know, ran a full court press and trapped.
Yeah.
And when you don't have a ball handler that's able to dribble or get out of those situations, you start turning the ball over more and more. And all of a sudden, a game where you'd normally only be down 1 or 2 points, you're down 10 to 12, and you're keep digging yourself into a bigger hole. So, yeah, you're going to see the teams that separate from the top to in the middle of this conference, too, that have better ball handlers. And it's going to prove well for them going into the latter part of the season.
Yeah, definitely. And as far as I go, my early season girls, MVP is Brooke Stanley, junior, Bishop Heelan, 49% from the field, 25 boards, 17 assists, and 18 steals. And Brooke is currently averaging 14 points a game. She's a gal that really made her mark last winter, and she's extremely skilled. And this will be one of the gals. They got a great team there over at Bishop Heelan. They're experienced in the state tournament because of last year. And I'd look for them to play their best basketball here later in the season as well.
Yeah, and they always say it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And I think the gals on that team, you know exactly what it takes to make a deep run in the tournament. Mm-hmm. And they were one of the teams that last year, that's what they did. And their best offense was their defense. They really sped some gals up. And it kind of, the first half of their, I believe the championship game, were playing really good ball. In the second half, they kind of got it away from them. You know, they learned from that. They have a lot of girls that came back, and I think they're poised to make a really deep run again. And that's a team, too, that's going to challenge Sioux City East for the crown, because when they get hot and they start to, you know, start to hit a little bit better from three-point range and are really able to create havoc on the defensive side, you know, they're one of the toughest teams in the state to go up against. And they showed it last year, and I think they're going to do a really good job of it again this year.
Yeah, I agree.
Going into the state of South Dakota, we do have a doubleheader on Metro Sports that I'll be calling on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Make up for earlier in the week. I believe it's supposed to be played yesterday.
Yeah.
Good old snow out. Sergeant Bluff travels up to Dakota Valley to take on the Panthers. Girls game should be interesting. Sergeant Bluff down a little bit this year. They have really good forward play and center. Tall, lengthy. Yeah. Group, just not a lot of ball handlers, unfortunately. So they're a team that kind of gets sped up a little bit too much, and they have gals not really in their place trying to make plays. But Coach Hardy will have them ready and prepared to go on Saturday, and should be a good one between the DV girls. They're a little bit down on the year after the success that they've had. You get Rosenquist out of there, and, you know, you take away probably one of the better guards that we saw in women's basketball around the tri-state area in a long time, and you can tell how much it affects the team. Yeah. They still have some playmakers that's going to make for a really good contest, but they also have the guys game following that, which should be a really good one, because the way that Dakota Valley guys have been playing, they're a top team. Yeah. I don't even know
they're
tri-state
amazing.
I mean, yeah, as far as I can see, they had a game against Chamberlain the other night. Isaac Bruns had 27, Jackson Wingert had 25, Jackson Hennis had 20, and that wasn't even the story of the game. The story of the game was Randy Rosenquist finishing with a triple-double, 12 points, 11 rebounds, and 16 assists. This team, we talked about it off-air, Marty, is as polished of a team as I've ever seen in high school basketball. And I've watched some of the good East teams with Emmings, you know, that came down and went down and played in the state tournament. You know, this team, all the way through, they're not the tallest, they're not the fastest, but their basketball IQ, their shot selection, and how Jason Kleiss gets them every single game is, you know, really unfathomable. I've never seen a team play that well together. They haven't lost a game since
it was locked in
since the 2020 year, because they didn't lose a game at all last year.
Right.
So, you know, there's a chance they're going to get tested, especially when they get farther into league play. East is going to come to town. They're going to play each other. Going to be a good atmosphere. But if you don't have a chance to go out and experience and watch Dakota Valley basketball, on Saturday, download the Rockfin app, get on to Metro Sports TV, just watch the guys game. The ball moves and the play style is that of, and I'm not trying to like toot their horn or anything, but it's that of a almost an NAI level basketball. It moves so smooth, mm-hmm. and just how they operate is just unbelievable at that level that they're able to get those kids going. And you know, credit to Coach Kleiss, but also credit to those kids. I mean, those kids, it seems like there's a Bruns every year that's playing good ball. There's a freshman Bruns that's on the team right now that after, you know, big brother leaves to go join his other brother at USD, another one's going to be coming up. And they just got players after players and guys that are, you know, playing their roles. And it just seems it's really good culture basketball up there. It's going to be really good to watch on Saturday. But, you know, we move into the guys region in the MRAC. And I tell you what, we talked about Sioux City East and the girls' side. Yeah. Sioux City East on the guys' side, I don't know if there's a team that can touch them in the MRAC.
Yeah, they're deep, and they have another team, you know, very much, you know, the reasons you were saying about Dakota Valley, they're really experienced, there's great camaraderie, there's a good culture there, and they get a lot of kids playing some fantastic basketball, and starts at the top with Preston Dobbs, 16.8 points a game, he's got 45 rebounds on the season, then you go next to Fitzy Grant, 16.5 points a game, and he's turned into a really good, he's always, you know, driver. He's got a good jump shot to go with his game, too. So, and then you just go down the line, Sam Johns, Brant Van Dyke's a good one. Cole Ritchie, not scoring as much as he did. He doesn't have to. He's distributing the basketball, and he's grabbing rebounds along the way. He leads the team at guard with 49 rebounds. And then you got Kellen Jacobson doing some dirty work. 4 points a game, and he has 39 rebounds off the bench. So, you know, typical deep East team, experienced, and I look for them to continue to get better as the season goes on. And I've really got that date circled with Dakota Valley. That'll be a fun one to go take in.
Absolutely. And we talk about, we'll go through the rankings here. Sioux City East at 8-0, number one in the conference. Bishop Heelan right behind him, though, 6-1. A really good Bishop Heelan team that was young last year, really making some strides this year, only with one loss. Their point differential plus 13, really good. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln right there with him at 6-1, 5-0 in the conference. Sergeant Bluff Luton 4-3, fourth in the conference. You know, they're a team that's, you know, played with some kids. We didn't know what they were going to be like last year. They obviously had a little bit of a down year. Vanderschaft wasn't able to get them to, you know, play deep in postseason play, but they got some guys. You know, you talk about Smith, your Krolls, your Jansons. You know, Dylan Scott is obviously a huge name to mention. Their leading scorer at 13.5 points per game. But you know, that Sergeant Bluff team is doing some good things too, and we'll see how well they match up against some high quality talent on Saturday, going up against a DV team that can really score from anywhere on the court. Lamar's at 2-4. I think they're a little bit down from last year. You know, you'd graduate some guys. They're a really young team, and you know, they don't have a ton of experience that they laid on the last couple
kind
of years.
Learning on the job.
Absolutely. Yep. But still, at 2-4, 2-3 in conferences, you know, it's a good start to the year. They're obviously going to have to try to finish strong to make a deeper playoff push. But still, I've seen some good things out of the Bulldogs that I've liked, and they'll keep moving on. They're tied with Sioux City North. And, you know, this North team's they have some playmakers. You know, they have some athletes on the court. I wouldn't say a ton of them are basketball players, but just good athletes all in all. And they put together a 2-5 team under their new head coach. It seems like some of the games, North is a team that can be in so many games. If they shoot the ball and they play, you know, together basketball, and then a lot of times they'll get out of some games I wouldn't say get ran out of the building, but play some games to where the store just gets away from them, and you know, it's a discouraging thing. But this North team can play with almost anyone in the conference, I believe so. Mm-hmm. If they shoot the ball well and they guard well, you know, Zach Hesse, you have Strobing. You know, you probably would have Jack Lloyd if he's still nursing that injury.
A little freshman Conley at 10 points a game is, you know, great start to his career there.
And they're kind of a, I mean, they have their seniors, but they have a quite younger team too, kind of like Lamar's does. to where I think that this program is going to eventually grow. I mean, you have a first-year head coach. There's a lot of things that you have to come into account with. But, you know, North, I know, wants more than two wins on the year, and they're definitely going to get it. They're going to be in a lot of games, especially in the middle of the pack of that Missouri River. There's going to be some really good games played at North High. But I've liked what I've seen out of them so far. Obviously, they would want a couple more wins, but so far I've been impressed with North. Then you have TJ and then Sioux City West rounding out the conference. It's noted on here that Sioux City West – has only played five games, TJ now at 1-9, and then we'll talk about a little bit about the surprise team. I think we kind of figured Sioux City East was going to be up there, but you know, Marty, let's talk a little bit about Bishop Heelan. At 6-1, sitting second in the conference, 3-1 in the conference play, and a 13.1 point differential for them. Playing some really good basketball.
Yeah, very good. Won their last five in a row, so they come out of the holiday break in good shape here with a lot of momentum. Matt Knoll, 15 points a game and 51 rebounds to lead the team. Carter Kuehl, 13.8 points a game. And Sean Schaefer, 9 points a game. Quinn Olson, quarterback Quinn Olson at guard, 7.7 points a game. And nice contributions from Sam Skinner and Bo Chamberlain as well. I like this team. They're really coming together, and these kids are very well coached. They're very well coached, and you know, I think they just continue to make strides as the season goes on. I mentioned their five-game winning streak right now, and a fun game. Another team that I want to talk about tomorrow evening, Thursday. Heelan travels across the bridge to play over in South Sioux City, and Coach Nelson, Wilson Nelson's team over at South Sioux City, off to a great start, 4-3. They've won three of their last four, and they're led in scoring by Manny Paul, 21 points a game, and Anthony Earth at 18 points per game. So Coach Nelson got him playing good basketball over there in South Sioux. He's done a good job with that program. He's a program builder. So I think it's always fun to watch the results that he gets as the season plays out, because – he's a really good coach, and you know, his kids learn from him. He's a good mentor for the kids as well. So be a great game over there tomorrow night.
Yeah, and South Sioux, you know, I feel like it's always just labored with height. They always have one or two guys that are, you know, in the 6'6" or higher region. It's going to be a lot of like post interior play for South Sioux, and Bishop Heelan has some really good guard play, guys that can shoot the ball, and you'll really start to rack up the points. But I think if when you look at it, a lot of teams, the teams that are in the top four or five in the MRAC, hold their opponents to right around 45 to 50 points a game. And then when you get later on down there, because they're all scoring around the same amount, but they're letting up more than 50. You know, see some 50, 64, 65. So the teams that are playing defense, you know, maybe part of it's affected. We talked about it with the girls. Yeah. Maybe part of it's affected with the shot clock, and that's why teams aren't scoring as much, and you have to play more defensive games. You know, I've seen some games end in the 30s before. You know, and you just kind of have to. Teams feel like they're rushed to take the shot with the new shot clock, but I think the game moves faster and it's more fluid with that. And you know, you kind of eliminates, I think, the little bit of the barrier of, you know, there was teams that kind of held the ball off that maybe weren't as skilled.
I like it.
It because, evens the play out. I feel like
it does. It evens the play, and there's more strategy involved.
Yes.
Now. I mean, you set up quarter court traps and things like that. Taking time off the clock, they got to get into their set a little bit quicker than, you know, hey, we got all day to dribble.
Absolutely.
Know? So it's, I think it's fun. And, you know, the further along you get in the season, I'm speaking for both boys and girls, you're going to see some elite play at the state tournament. And I credit the shot clock for that, because it's a game changer.
Absolutely. And then we'll talk a little bit more, obviously, in the next couple weeks, too. We'll expand outside just the Missouri River. There's some, obviously, War Eagle Conference is playing really well. We'll dip base into South Sioux for both guys and girls, and we'll touch on a little bit more with the DV squads as well, playing some good basketball. But, you know, all in all, so to start the year for guys and girls, good basketball being played. We're excited to see it go from good to great to even elite.
Yep. Yeah, no, looks good, and we're looking forward to following the rest of the season here and keeping you folks up to date. We appreciate you listening in.